to Queensland's Darling Downs first today, where they are fed up and they're taking on the Defence Department. About 450 residents of the region are seeking up to $200 million in damages from the Defence Department over soil and water contamination by toxic firefighting foam. A similar situation has been playing out in multiple locations around the country. In this case, the foam was used at the Oakey Army Aviation Centre, with lawyers alleging thousands of residents have been exposed after the chemicals leached into groundwater. For PM, Ellie Bradfield reports.
Fed up and out of options, Brad Hudson says he's got no choice but to take the Defence Department to court. He's fought cancer and won and says he's ready for the next fight, representing the 450 Oakey residents in the class action.
It's a shitload of stress, I can tell you that. It's just the not knowings on having to endure a chemical every day of your life and to hope like hell it doesn't have any long-term health effects on me or my family. So as a parent, that's pretty hard to endure. I just hope it doesn't upset my children's health down the path. I don't let my kids play on the lawn. I mean, how bad's that? You don't let your kids play on the lawn because it's been watered with PFOS and PFOA water. I don't think any other Australians have to worry about their kids running out onto a lawn and not being able to play out on it. It's pretty sad.
Brad's 16-year-old daughter puts on a brave face as she fronts the media. She says it's unfair her 7-year-old sister has been robbed of her childhood.
What's her name?
Mia.
And what kind of pony is she?
Brown. Chestnut.
But the harsh reality for the Hudson family is that Mia and their other animals will be washed in water that has been contaminated by toxic chemicals. And it's taking its toll.
Yeah, I go to Oakey, so I'm in grade 11. And, like, the water issues had, like, a lot of effect on me with school as well. I've been bullied, been called contaminated, and, like, people, like, try and, like, leave me alone and call my dad a sook. So it has had a lot of effect on me as well. It worries about me, like, when I'm older, am I going to go through cancer? Because we don't know the effects of the chemicals in the water yet. So this is going to be very hard, and we want closure. We don't want to live in our house. We want to move and be chemical-free.
Lawyers say while there are about 60 defence bases around Australia, Oakey is the worst contamination site in the country.
So it's with considerable reluctance to this point that our people have finally had enough and said that's it. If we have to go through the court process to get justice, then that's what we'll do.
In 2014, Defence told the Hudson family to stop drinking their groundwater. A Senate inquiry last year heard officials knew of the potential dangers almost 10 years earlier. In the last 3 years, land values in Oakey have dropped. Banks won't lend to contaminated properties.
The banks don't want to touch me. I just can't walk off my property now and go get another property. We're stuck, unfortunately. Like I said, the government doesn't want to help us out, so we've been forced to take this action. We've asked for relocation thousands of times. It just falls on deaf ears. We're not after no money grab. We certainly aren't after any health impacts from these chemicals. We're willing just to put that aside for now, and we're just simply after relocation and compensation that's owed to us.
Peter Shannon says expert evidence from a valuer will determine just how much they're owed.
From my experience, I'd be surprised if it was less than $200 million or something in that effect, but I don't want to preempt the valuer's domain.
Australian Health Advice maintains there is no proven health effects from consuming the chemicals, despite overseas studies which link the chemicals to cancer. Lawyers have left the health issue out of their legal action, saying it's too difficult to argue. The Hudsons say they just want to start a new life away from the contamination.
I'm very proud of my dad. Like, he's a strong man. Like, the things that he's gone through is very... I don't think I could do it. And without him, I don't know where we would be.
Ellie Bradfield reporting. And in a statement, Defence says any claim will be handled in accordance with the Attorney General's Legal Service Directions 2017 and that it's inappropriate for Defence to make further comment at this stage.